Questions? Les? Les goes first.
Okay. Well, were you surprised that you know, things got out of hand so early?
I mean, I wouldn't say surprised, but I thought obviously our defense, I thought they really came to play. They had a great week of preparation. We're excited about the challenge of going against Cam. And, you know, we created a lot of pressure early to start the game with those two turnovers in the first three plays. I thought obviously set the tone for the day.
Chip, Jordan Matthews' game, was that kind of a conscious effort to get him the ball and get him off the
line? It's just matchups, and we felt like, you know, we could exploit some things inside. I think our tight end, I think Selleck and Ertz had a good day inside. I thought we matched up. We matched up really well. If they were going to play us a man, they played a ton of man early. So we felt that those inside receivers had really good chances in the matchup. So.
I think Sanchez is perfect now in the red zone. That's a great game, I'm not sure.
In the two games he played for us? That's great.
You know, you said, if you don't turn it over,
right? Yeah, that's a magic formula. I mean, if you don't turn it over down there, you get a shot.
But
so.
Is there any, I mean, is he executing?
No, I just think he made some really good decisions down there. They came out in all-out blitz. The one time we hit Jordan, and he bought a little bit more time and got the ball off. But I thought he made some good decisions. He missed a few down there, too. You know, there's a couple in there early that we thought we had, especially the one we settled for a field goal on. But obviously for his first game out, I think he did a good job.
Touchdown, the first one, the eight-yard one.
What'd
you see there
on that play call? They were packing the box, and we were just trying to get the ball to the perimeter. And I thought, you know, Riley Cooper had a huge block on the play, and then we just got the ball to the outside. But they were consciously doing a good job of trying to take away our inside run. I thought they did a good job of it. So,
what was the pass rush doing to get so much pressure on?
I think they just we've said it all along. I think our pass rush has done a good job of getting people off their spot, and then they just really got home today. You know, and I think they did a good job attacking the throwing arm. We created fumbles, and we were going after them. So. And it was everybody. Fletcher had a big one. You know, I think, you know, Vinny was in there the whole time. Brandon Graham, I thought, had a really good game. Trent had a good game. I think there's a group of guys, and I think the fact that we can rotate that group, you know, so it's not the same guys that are in all the time. They're, you know, we're keeping fresh legs in there. I think I thought our defensive coaches did a real good job of the rotation.
You've got 17 sacks in the last two home games in defense. Is that something that feed off the emotion of the crowd, or, you know,
I think everybody fed off the emotion of the crowd. It was kind of electric out there, especially early. My main man set the tone with the Star Spangled Banner again, and I think once we get that, we get rolling, so it was a good day.
You've talked before about Matthews and his size advantage in the slot. I think Matt, on the touchdown, the first one, this ball that Sanchez threw high, and he went up and got it. I mean, are we just seeing that continue?
You're starting to see it. Obviously, Jordan's, I think he's getting better as he gets more comfortable in terms of what we're doing. He still made a few mistakes out there. You know, a couple wrong assignments at times, but he's starting to feel more comfortable out there. And I think you saw his speed, I think, a few times there when we got him matched up. Some of those shallow crosses where he really took off and ran. And his, you know, we're finally getting what we had seen from him in college, some of the, you know, the run after the catch stuff, which I think was really productive for us.
I think Connor has 10 and a half sacks this year. What was the biggest key to his dominance, not only tonight, but what you've seen from him this year?
I just think his preparation in terms of how hard those guys prepare and train, and I thought we had it again. I told those guys, just told them right then, we had a great week of training, and when you have a great week of training, it gives you an opportunity to go out and play. So it's a group that really works, and I think you're seeing that, you know, when we get a chance to get out on the field. So
it seems like, you know, Sanchez and Matthews have had a pretty good rapport, like going back to training camp before that. Do you think there's something to that?
I mean, I think there's a comfort level there, but I think the matchups, we felt we had matchups with our tight ends and our slot receivers going into this game, and so that was something we specifically were looking for in the game plan.
What separates a great week of training from every other week?
Just, I think, their mindset, what they go out there every day, they really consistently, and can we just make it a real good Tuesday, you know, and just think about that, not go any farther, understand what's going to be done that day, you know, what's our emphasis going into third down, what's our emphasis going in the red zone, what's our short yardage situations looking like, and how attentive they are. And I think this group really enjoys it. They embrace the process. They enjoy coming into work. And it's a great group to work with, and I think we're seeing that. So, you know, and they also understand that they get out of it exactly what they put into it, and the more you put in during the week, the more success you're going to have on Sundays or Mondays or whenever they ask us to play.
So in a shorter week like this, do you spend less time going over the game just past and more time on the game upcoming?
Now, we have a pretty good schedule in terms of what we'll do. We'll be in tomorrow afternoon. We're not going to go out in the field. You know, it's a little bit later in the year, but, you know, we'll do some film work on both sides of the ball, so we'll put this game to bed, and then we'll start our attack for Green Bay, and then Wednesday we'll get right back into what we do on a normal Wednesday. So,
Jim, I know you said your offense is the same regardless of your quarterback. When you have a guy starting for the first time in 2 years, is there anything you tried to do to kind of get him on a roll?
No, we really didn't. You know, we just really, in going into the game, we always try to feel how are they trying to defend us and what are they trying to take away. And I thought they did a good job earlier trying to take away the run. And it was a weird game anyways. We didn't have many plays in the first quarter. I think we only had 9 minutes of possession in the first half, but you're up 31-7. So because we scored on defense and we scored on the punt return, you know, it got a little different. You didn't have the normal flow that you normally have. But we didn't try to do anything different with him to get him going. I thought he just handled everything we threw at him. And I think, again, we did a good job. We talked about it, and we've really preached it, and we've been working on it, but we didn't turn the football over. And obviously that was a big part of the game today. So,
what do you think of the tempo, particularly on that 10-play, 91-yard drive, which I think there was one play in which there wasn't even a spot before the snap went off? I mean, did you think that was about the best you guys have all year?
I mean, I thought we had a good rhythm going on that one, but I'd have to look at all of it. But I thought we had a good rhythm going, and part of it is our guys kind of feed off of that, you know, not let them get set and try to get up and get ready. So,
two more guys.
On the 4th and 2 that you went for in the first half, what did you like about that situation?
It was just too. It was too far for a kick. Talking to Fip, we really wanted to get. I think it was on the 38. We had to get to the 35 to kick it. And I just didn't really feel like we were going to go a plus 50 punt from the 38-yard line. The transition, if it went in the end zone, you'd only get 18 yards off the deal. So, and I felt our defense was playing really well. That I had no problem putting back out the field in that situation.
Bradley Fletcher, obviously with the interception, but he made a lot of plays.
Yeah,
bend down balls.
I thought Bradley and Kerry both, you know, was good that they finally came up with interceptions today. But they've been so close. They played really, really well last week against Houston, and I think that's carrying over. And two guys that again, from a training standpoint, they're deliberate in what they do. They really work extremely hard at it, and you're starting to see that they played really well last week, and they played really well again this week. So hopefully, we'll continue to build on it because we got a big challenge coming up here on Sunday in Green Bay.
Thank you.